Eternally serene, the moon ruled over star-strewn vaults of cloudless sable night. Jangler Swifteye sat with his back against the broad trunk of a fallen elm, savouring the calm summer night. Jangler Swifteye was an unusual squirrel, half as tall again as most of his species, renowned as a quick and dangerous warrior. But there was another side to him. He was also an obedient son, a dutiful husband, and a fond father. In the woodlands behind him, his family slept in the little travelling tent. His mother Eleo, his wife Rimrose, and Songbreeze, the daughter who was the apple of her father's eye. From beneath half-closed lids, Jangler Swifteye watched, missing nothing. He was aware that some beast was creeping up behind him, but he knew who the intruder was by the way she approached. Jangler chuckled. "I hear you, missy. Couldn't sleep, eh?" His daughter Songbreeze climbed slowly over the elm trunk and slid down beside him. "No beast could ever surprise you, old Swifteye. Phew, it's far too hot to sleep." From somewhere deep in the thickets, a nightingale warbled its short melody. Jangler picked up his reed flute. "Listen to that fella. Thinks he can sing. Come on, Song, show him." Jangler played a brief introduction. Then Song's voice rang out with such sweetness and clarity that a tear coursed its way down her father's cheek. Her voice never failed to move him. Suddenly, Jangler stiffened. "Go quick to your mamma and grandma, Song. Tell them to be silent and stay put. Hurry now." Song had seen her father like this before. She knew better than to stop and argue with him. Wordlessly, she slipped away to the tent. Jangler took a dangerous-looking thorn dart from his belt pouch. Placing the missile in his mouth, he tucked it against one cheek, then sat back against the elm trunk. Soon he made out two foxes moving expertly from a patch of fern to the cover of some bushes. Jangler called out, "Quit sneaking about and walk on the path like decent creatures." Askrod and his sister Vannon were marl foxes, pale-eyed, their strange white silver coats heavily mottled with patches of black and bluey-grey. They wore swirling cloaks of drab brown and green weave. Both had thought the squirrel was unaware of the approach. They hid the surprise by swaggering up to where Jangler sat. Vannon winked at her brother as her paws began to stray toward the single-bladed axe she carried beneath her cloak. Pfft! Jangler Swifteye shot the dart, burying it deep in the tip of Askrod's nose. As the fox shrieked out in agony, Jangler sprang upright. Whipping forth a loaded sling from round his waist, he hurled himself upon Vannon, who had her axe halfway out. She went down in an unconscious heap, as Askrod hop-skipped about wildly, both paws clapped across his muzzle. "Tails and scuts preserve us all! Who's kicking up that awful din?" Jangler turned to see his family dashing toward him, with Eleo in the lead, brandishing a blackthorn stick. Jangler stared accusingly at his daughter. "Song, I thought I told you to stay put and keep him quiet." Rimrose placed herself between them. "'Twern't no fault of Song's. You just try stopping that old mamma of yours when she starts swinging that stick." Song interrupted suddenly. "Look, the foxes are gone." All that remained of the marl fox's visit was a few drops of blood from Askrod's muzzle, glistening darkly amid the disturbed dust of the path. Jangler peered into the dark woodlands. "Aye. They've got away somehow. Won't catch him now. They've vanished."